Okay, let's learn.
Ayis Dalad, where it says on the left side, I have the ben adam yisodi lo adam lo yisodi b'mila da alma. B'mila da alma. The Mechaber here, this is an extraordinary kuntras on the spheres, on the midas. And the Mechaber is walking us through on a very, very basic level to understand in a clear way how does the midah of yisod work? And what are the problems that we have to focus on in ourselves with the kids that lead up to the struggles that we have with Kedushas HaBris, which is the last section of this Torah, Kedushas HaBris. V'hina inyan zeh nogeh l'rak b'inyan zeh avodas Hashem. This inyan of Yesod is not only when it comes to avodas Hashem. L'gam b'inyani da'alma, when it comes to things of this world, she'esh no adam shehu yisodi. Gwintlich. A person is yisodi. Gwintlich, what does that mean? Yesh adam shehu shitchi. There's a person who does things thoroughly. He's thorough. Gwintlich, he's thorough. There's a depth and there's a thoroughness. This has nothing to do with intellect, with intelligence. There's a thoroughness. And then there's a person who is shitchi, does things in a superficial way. Oberflächlich. Hachilukim b'neim rabim heim ha'oid. And there are many, many differences between these personalities. Hein b'mila da'alma, when it comes to matters of this world, work, getting things done, school, we'll see, he talks about learning in yeshiva. V'hein b'mila da'shmai, when it comes to spiritual things. Adam shehu yisodi, a person who's yisodi, who's strong in the midah of yisod, shetzorach parnasa, that he's working on developing a parnasa, v'rotza leftoach chanus, he wants to open a store, guy wants to open up a business. Now we've all had exchanges with individuals who are looking into businesses and so on, especially those who are in a position to help such people. Know what that's like to have these conversations. And also because of being a Rav, so people that need help and talk to me about getting some help and who could they turn to. They're working on developing something in business, which is fine. But there's a difference between how an Adam Yisoidi opens a business, starts something, and how someone is Shelo Yisoidi. What's the difference? Adam shu yisodi shitzorach panasha rotsa leftoach chanus lo yilvakesef, he won't borrow money ad shi yivara heyach chanus kazu ovedes. A person as yisodi will do a lot of research on this business, on this new idea that he has or this particular store that he has his mind on. He'll do a lot of research. Kama marvichim, as far as the prophets are concerned, be'ezamachim kedai l'pascha, where's the right place? Ve'ele machshol sicholos lotzos, to anticipate, to speak to a lot of people that are in that business about what problems could be anticipated in that business. He'll speak to a lot of people. Yikach lo zman, and he's not going to rush right away, going around borrowing money to open up a store. He'll take a lot of time. Lach b'yisoides b'rosho, going to the yisoides b'rosho in his head. L'chashev cheshbonis, heyach yarviach mashayose, how this could be more profitable, how it could be successful. V'shiyilo kama shepochas hotzos, and how to save money on the expenses. Not right away to go borrow money. To the point that he has as much confidence and security as possible. Of course, there are things that are unpredictable, but to be as confident and as secure with this investment, so that he'll be able to pay back. He'll be able to pay back the people he borrowed from. I mean, this is for most people. This is Ehrlichkeit and common sense, and that's how things should be done. The Adam Yisodi has Yisod Chazak from the bottom all the way up. To have a sense of in this area, this kind of business, based upon, especially now that it's possible to really research things much more than in the past, based upon the track record of these types of businesses in this place, to have an idea of be'erach, how much can be expected. O az yigash leftoach achanus. Only then will this person open the business. Lumazer. Now let's get to one of our favorite characters. Adam shehu shitchi lo yisodi. The guy could be the smartest guy in the world. Sometimes there's a davkin in by very, very brilliant people. And it's amazing how many brilliant people mess up with these kind of things. Because it's not about intelligence. It's about the mida. It's a mida of yisod. It's not intelligence. The guy could be a genius. Adam shehu shitchi lo yisodi. But this person is not strong in the mida of yisod. And as a result of that, what happens is, miyad kisharoi etzel chanus shenir lo hagun, the second he sees something, a business he's excited about, and it looks to him like this is gevaldik, la'avir gam hu b'chanus kazu, he's going to do great having this kind of business. Right away, yilva, next page, miyad, $50,000, all right, he has a very, very Israeli, you know, more of a humble picture of things. This guy's usually coming for, this guy's usually coming for more than, in America, he's coming for more than 50,000. But he puts dollars, not shkalim, at least that, you know. In other words, you get the sense right away from this Israeli Talmud Chacham that there's no point in asking Israelis. We might as well go straight to America for this. So sometime this afternoon, you're going to get a knock from this guy. Mimandahu, $50,000, mimandahu. Ayid that has some money. He's got his loan. It's enough to open up the store. But it's not really enough for this to go on for a while. Just to open up the store. He's got the money. 2 months later, but within 2 months, it probably doesn't take that long, it becomes very, very clear that he opened the store without having yesaidus in this store. Not how to run the business, not as far as what the expenses are, and so on. Gam ein lo revachim, and he's not profiting. Ukvarm is galgal b'chayvis, and of course, then he just knocks on other people's doors. Another $50,000. And he just goes around asking for more and more money. Vaf ein lo me'efa l'shalem. Shkar. Thanks. Or he doesn't even, it could be chalila somebody that doesn't even know, and when he starts, doesn't even know how he's going to have the money to pay it all. He figures the business will do great, and he'll eventually have the money. But at this point, he doesn't have anything to pay. He doesn't have money to pay people back. Now, I'm going to talk about, you know, the whole Indian of credit cards, the whole business of credit cards, which my father, all of a sudden, to the end, refused to use. He was like, could be one of the last holdouts in the country or the world. He said he doesn't go for these things. My mother was using it. My father, only cash, no credit cards. Once you start with credit, the credit companies are making a lot of money, and they're not making a lot of money from guys like me, because I never over whatever it is. I would never overextend, take out something on credit. Now the people, they feel they have no choice. Personally, I get has a lot to do with my upbringing. I'd rather chas v'chelila sleep on the street. But the credit companies make billions and billions of dollars from people who are lo yisodim. When they sit in their room, I don't know how, you know, these companies, they have the ish lo yisodi. They got like a picture on the wall of that type of a guy, the ish lo yisodi, the guy that doesn't pay his bills. And he takes out on credit, and then he takes another credit card from another company. Like, you know, that joke I've told you in the past, it's a sad joke, like we sold it to sell it. There's a guy that's been borrowing for like Gemach, for the last 20 years, he's borrowing from Gemach. And finally, the Gemach guys are like talking to each other. You know this guy? Because, you know, these have know each other. So the Gemach are all ganging up on the guy. And they have this meeting. And the guy walks into the room. He doesn't know he walks into the room. They're like, 35, 40 guys from different gemachs that he's been borrowing from. And they all look at him like, And he says, it's a classic Israeli line, Ma atem rotzim imeni tistadru b'nechem, which means, what do you have against, what do you have with me? Well, you guys need to work this out. Tistadru b'nechem, ma yishlechem imeni tistadru b'nechem. Borrowing from father, borrowing from the uncle, borrowing from a friend, borrowing from another friend. And going, of course, there are situations where lo aleinu, it's something terrible, medically, whatever it might be. We should never know from it. There are situations, but even then, even a desperate person, when he's yisodi, there's another way of doing it. And you could almost tell, you could tell almost within a few minutes, if you're intuitive about this, and you've spent enough time with chevra like this, especially people who are helping other people, to know that you're never going to see the money. This is not going to happen. And then it's heartbreaking because you want to help the guy, but you know that he's telling you, he's got a whole way how he tells you, oh, no, 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 it's not a problem, you know, because you're going to make like this, I'm going to do like that. And yes, you know. And you know that this is not a halva, this is not a loan, this is a gift. And it's for fun. It's for fun. And because it has to do with a certain personality. It's a certain personality. It's missing the weakness in this midah of yisod. And it's very deeply connected to Pagam HaBris, as we'll see. If you just follow it through, it goes through from step to step. It goes through. Again, it's lav davka, lav davka. That taiva, that yitzhara, is universal. But again, dealing with inyanim in one's life, dealing with challenges, dealing with a crisis, whether it's emotional, whether it's financial, whether it's religious, there's a different way that an ishi sodi will deal with a challenge or a crisis, and mishu who lo yisodi to deal with a crisis or a challenge. Kremes galgal b'chayves. So now there's more chayves. He's borrowing to borrow from borrowing to borrow. It's going all over the place. And he has no place to, no way to pay. And it's not because, you know, you wonder sometimes, was this guy ganav or something? It's not, I mean, some of them are ganav, but it's not a ganav. He really thinks that he's going to do it. He really thinks it's going to work. But it's not, a person can tell that this is not going to happen. It's not going to work. Gam lo panosa v'gam bal chayv gadol. He's not going to have a panosa from this store. He's going to become a bigger bal chayv. V'achilu kurak heyach nigashim l'dava. And the chiluk between different people is how do you approach a situation? Be yesodius in this way of yesodius, or rak b'shitchius milamalo. The person who is weak in the mid of yesod, He approaches everything only from the top, not from the yisod, not from the foundation, but just from the top. That's how he approaches it. So he's showing us again until we get to the inyan of bris of kedushas of bris. He shows us just in life how this inyan plays out. So it is when it comes to learning. So first. Talking about Nigla, about learning Gemara Rashi Tosis, learning Shulchan Aruch. Imu Adam Yisodi, Agrink Lecha Mensch, if you're such a person, you're Ish Yisodi, Yaschil Lilmad Es HaParsha B'Torah Shebichsav. Let's say he's learning a certain inyan in the Gemara, there's a certain sugya that he's learning in the Gemara. So the sugya is based upon something that's in Torah Shebichsav. So imagine this is a chavrusa, and you're sitting in the chavrusa, and one of the chavrusa is an ishi sodi, and the other one is not. So the one that's an ishi sodi will naturally want to open up a chumash. When you start the new sugya, you open up the chumash, and you look in the chumash. If you're learning Erechin, you open up into the parasha, yesterday's parasha, and you learn, and you see the parasha of Erechin. and you learn Chumash, and you learn Rashi. You might learn it, look a little bit at Ibn Ezra, at the Ramban, a little bit of Sfarno. You start to look at the parasha from the bottom up. You look in the Chumash. Or if it's a pasuk in Navi, you look at Navi. Liras psuke in yinze. Al kol panim yascha b'limud ha-gemar Rashi v'taisus. Yachzer al zeh. And from there, from the pasuk in Chumash or Navi, and a little bit with the Mefarshim, then you'll go into the Gemara, and you'll Rashi, Tosfos, you'll Yachzer al zeh, you'll review a few times. V'chakech yilmud ha-maharsha. My father, Lo Shalom, said that in Hungary, you didn't go into any other places in learning. It was until you first learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Maharsha. That's how we learn. Because the Maharsha, which is not at all popular these days in yeshivas, it's not in the yeshivas, Maharsha. Because in order to learn the Maharsha, you really have to understand Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. It forces you to really understand Gemara Rashi Tosfos. And the Maharsha is painstaking, it's hard, and it's not fun. It's just hard work, but with Maharsha, you have a deep understanding of the Pshat and Gemara Rashi Tosfos, the Maharsha and the Rashash. There's an understanding of the Gemara. Shiyavna ha'inyin al-boryum. V'acharkach, you can look in the Mukhei Yosef and the Rosh. You're not right away running. You have a pile of svarim to look up all different things from Rabbi Chaim Brisker, and to see what Naftali Trump says on this, and to see a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe became Rav Moshe because he learned in a way that's yisodi. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein learned. From the bottom, up. But everybody's running in right away. Now you have it in one safe, you can start right away, you have the Masifta, you have some yeah, and you can right away start to go wild. But the only problem is you don't understand the Gemara. But you're already in all kinds of achronim, and the next thing you know, you have already a website with some ideas that you have in the sugya. You're already saying a fancy lamdas, and you don't know the sugya properly. You didn't learn the Gemara properly. We have all kinds of kashas and all kinds of things, and if you would learn the next page, you have it. It's an open Gemara. But the ish yisodi follows this order. Mukhei Yosef Rosh. V'im yesh lo zman v'bar hocha yilmid rishonim v'achronim. And if you have time, like when you're in yeshiva, if you're in kollel, you're not working, so you have time. So you can look now. You look in a Rashba. You look in a Ramban. You go through it. If you have more time, then you look into the Achronim. There was a sefer that was put out in honor of Rabbi Yoshe Ber, of Rav Soloveitchik's 80th birthday, I think. There were some fantastic Torahs that were put together, and some very great people wrote in honor of the Rav. And one of the contributors to that was Rav Mordechai Gifter. A lot of people were upset with Rav Gifter about that, from the more kanois de kechevra. And I remember reading from Rav Gifter a letter. I don't think it was published. It wasn't published there, no. But that reminded me of it. There was a letter that was written to Rav Gifter where there was some yeshiva person. I asked Rav Gifter, because of Rav Soloveitchik's unusual hashkafas, are we allowed to learn his svarim? So, are we allowed to learn his svarim? He wasn't talking about in hashkafa. Are we allowed to learn his svarim, meaning in halacha? So, Rav Gifter wrote back, I had a copy of it, I don't know what I did with it. Rav Gifter wrote back, most likely I don't know why you're writing this question to me, like, why am I an expert in Rav Soloveitchik? But most likely you're writing it to me because you saw that I wrote an article, a maimer in Chiddush, in the journal that was put out in honor of the birthday of Oyster Hagoyin, of that genius of Rav Soloveitchik. Maybe that's why you wrote me that. And then he wrote to him like this. He said, I could tell you this. I'm not answering your letter. I saw he was annoyed. I'm not answering your letter, but I'll tell you this. That Goyim, Rav Soloveitchik was still alive. That genius, that Rav Soloveitchik, the last thing in the world he would want for you, like a person like you, is to start learning his farm. Why don't you learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosis? And so why you just, he would want you to learn the Gemara properly before you, that's what he answered Rav Gifter, very sharp. You know, and have a nice day. That was it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik would want, that you should learn the Gemara properly. You have time to get to those things. Because it was a bacha that wrote it. Does he have time to get to those things? But there's a taiva. It's one of the better taivas in the world. It's better than drinking and other stuff. But there's a taiva when it comes to learning Torah, to run ahead of yourself. To run ahead of yourself. And if you have a chavrusa that's not like you, and the chavrusa says, whoa, 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 I'm not comfortable that we understand Rashi properly. You know, you get a chavrusa like that, and you're already like, you have 5 svarim open, and you're all ready to have chidushe Rav Moshe, and you have 5 svarim open, right? And your chavrusa says, I don't think we understand Rashi properly. Now, it could be that it's a bad match, and like, why don't you get, you know, what's the problem? But it could very well be that he's an ishi sadi, and you're not. And you're just going all over the place. And at the end of the day, he's the one that becomes a person that's learned, and you don't. That's just how it goes. It's from the bottom up. That's how Hashem made the Torah. That's how the Chachamim put it all together. You work it through. You work it through. Now, that's a luxury that a yeshiva bacha has, or a guy that's in Karlal. Obviously, if you're working, you don't have the time necessarily to go in such a way. So you're not going to get through much material like that. So there's a different mahalach if a person doesn't have the time. But this is the lechatchila of how to learn and how we want our boys to grow up learning in a way that's yisodi. Again, not to go crazy slow, not to get stuck, but to go with a mahalach. With a mahalach. To be an ish yisodi. Of course, you all know that the Shlok Kodesh, the Maral, the Vilna Gaon, and many, many, many other of the great tzaddikim were very, very much against putting a Gemara Bechlal into the hands of a young kid. And there are chadarim in Eretz Yisrael. Attempts have been made to make them here, but to my knowledge, they haven't succeeded. There was tremendous esnagdus on the part of the establishment. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have Zilberman, right? I'm sure you heard of it, where the boys don't open a Gemara until they've spent already a few years learning Tanakh inside out, Mishnayos inside out. Now, I've had the privilege of talking to Bochum that have done that and guys that have gone through that system. You can't compare that to their way of understanding of Blat Gemara is unbelievable. And again, I'm not just talking about the geniuses, I'm talking about the regular guys. Yisodi, that was the derech of learning of the Maharal. That was the derech of learning of the Vilna Gaon. That was the way of many, many of the Shlok Kodesh, many of the tzaddikim. And that was understood. It was understood for thousands of years that Jews learned Torah in a way that is yisodi, to build up. These guys learned Tanakh klar, Tanakh, inside out. They learned Tanakh. And then Mishnayos. Everybody else is jumping right away to the Gemara. And like there's a joke that you know the somebody says some kind of pasuk and he goes, well, what's that? He says, it's a preferish pasuk above a basur. He doesn't know Tanakh at all. He doesn't understand Tanakh. And if you don't learn Mishnayos, you don't understand Mishnayos. Now there are reasons, and it's not for now, why the Seder Halimud, the Derech Halimud, got off track. There are reasons for that, and that's not important for now. But that way of learning Torah in a way that's yisodi, which you can't find now in yeshiva. I don't know. Maybe there is. There was some chaver. They tried to start one in Flatbush. They were killed by a different Rosh Yeshiva. Killed. Because right away, they had thousands of parents that wanted to sign up their boys from the other yeshivas. And there was knocking down, letters, chaver, you know, the whole business. That's not our derech. That's not our way. Talk to this chaver in Eretz Yisrael. If you would meet with them and talk to them and see the kids. And not only that, the geshmak that they have. On top of everything, they kemat don't have days off. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they don't have days off. And when, and even when they do, they have all types of ways of chazar. They have different ways of chazar, of learning, of reviewing. There's a whole seder, there's a mahalach of how to go, a whole plan, and how many times to review, and to work it through. There are some people, now in Chutz Laaretz also, there's a fellow in Muncie that developed a whole program. I forgot what it's called. Huh? Yeah, and he's very, very much shliach. I understand it's terrific things that are going. There's some terrific things that are going on. But this is something that needs to be from first grade, from Aleph Beis. There's a mahalach to build anashim yisodim. And how do you argue with that? Like in learning, how do you argue with that? The morale was on fire with this. The morale was so angry with the way of pilpul that was started. Because it was in his time in Poland, that was when the way of pilpul started. And the morale was so angry with it. He said he could be mass producing amaratzim, amaratzim, amaratzim. That you have to go in a way that's yisodi, to build up in a way that's yisodi. Until somebody sits down and opens up above a kamba, above a basra. You give a fifth grader, a sixth grader, that's how we were. And you open up above a kamba, what is this? These guys in Zilberman's, they know on every page, every blad gemara, besides that they know the gemara, claw like this, they know the gemara. They're not saying over, when they're young, they don't give them fancy pilpulim lumdas. Gemara Rashi, and even until Taisus, and not every Taisus. Only with the seder of what's in the blot. And when you talk to them, there's such a sense of on the blot, on the daf, who is this Tana, who is this Amayra? Where the rest of us thought that they're sitting together in the Beis Medrash, they were 400 years apart from each other. And there's a huge difference in how you understand the entire sugya. When you know who are the chachamim on the page. What point were they in our history? Is he from Bavel? Is he from Eretz Yisrael? What's a braisa? What's a tesefta? What's a sifra? What's a sifri? Ask your kids if they know the difference between a braisa and a tesefta. If you want, you can ask yourself. Well, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. What's the difference if it's a braisa? Well, tanya namihachi, tanya rabbana, anaf kimine. No? A huge nafkimanism, how you understand the Blat Gemara. Which yeshiva is this Tana from? What's this mahalach? What's this shita in learning? If you understand the chilik between Abaye and Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who were they? And what's their Torah about? That's the way they're being taught in these yeshivas. You can't compare them. You can't compare. Yeah. What? What age do they start? Different schools have different schedules, but they start the Gemara probably by the time I shouldn't. I don't know for sure. Yeah, I think seventh, eighth grade, and they do it carefully how they start the Gemara, and they analyze the Gemara very, very carefully. But these are kids. They know all of Mishnayish, Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and they've chazed it 1,000 times. They know all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah. So not to ask, when they open up a Sechet Erevin, what's an Erev? They learn all of Mishnayish already. And they know it. They have a whole system with Chazar. They know all of Mishnayish. All of Mishnayish. It's a different way to learn. When you open up a Gemara, you learn all of Mishnayish. And the yeshivas, the way it was in the yeshivas, they only learned a certain mesechtas over and over again, right? Not Kolot Torah Kula. How did that start? Jews are supposed to learn Kolot Torah Kula. All of Shas. Kolot Torah Kula. Why is it just the same mesechtas over and over and over again? Because those mesechtas, the Lamdash, the Pilpulim, and so on. But you're giving somebody to say over Pilpulim, and he doesn't understand Pshat and Gemara. And he's saying over all kinds of fancy things. It's not just the morale was against it. In our times, the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Stipler, they wrote letters against this thing. They say, how is it possible that you're learning in Azman, 11 Blat Gemara? And some rabbi saying over all kinds of fancy shiurim. The guys don't know anything. They don't know anything. My father said they used to be feheret. Jeff's father, my father, they were charusas there in the yeshiva in Ungvar. They used to be feheret on Shabbos, after every week, they had to know, I don't remember what it was, I think it was 9 or 10 Blad Gemara, they had to know Klar. They had to be able to say it Baal Peh. The Shakti Vitali, they would be tested on Shabbos. Shabbos, they were tested. You didn't know if you were going to get called on, but they had to go to the Rav. The Bochum would go into the and the Rav, the Gabbai would tell the Rav, and he would say a name, and he would be tested. Without the Gemara in front of you. 7, 8, 9 blot of Gemara. Klar. The site, strong. And when we were there in Ungar, we were able to go to the place where they used to walk. And my father said, we would go with the Chazabach, they would walk, and they would be memorizing the Gemara. They would be walking with each other and testing each other, the guys, on the Gemara, back and forth. And you produce people that are Tamini Chacham. That are Tamini Chacham. Strong. Tamini Chacham. And it's a yesodistic way of learning Torah. And it's hard to understand why that's not. Because everybody wants the excitement. They want the excitement of being able to get to the 10th floor without working your way up from the first floor, or from the basement. They want to get right away to the 10th floor, to the 50th floor. They want to be able to say, oh, there's something like this in learning. They don't want to go through first floor, second floor, third floor. They don't want to go through that. But how did Rav Chaim Shmulevitz become Rav Chaim Shmulevitz? How did Rav Moshe become Rav Chaim? How did Chazanish become Chazanish? They didn't skip floors. They went. Floor, every room, every closet. They went until they became who they became. But now everybody in yeshiva wants to walk in, and in 2 weeks you want to say over something from Rav Chaim, like a thing. It's not the way that's succeeding. Huh? Well, by now we're already in a generation where the teachers themselves learn that way, where the band themselves learn that way. And this is what's going on. So it affects everything in life. V'yosef Rashba, then you come a Rashba, then you learn Rabbi Kivager, the Kovitz Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan, v'chakech yimot Torah beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch. So you work through the sugya, deep, and now you open up the Torah. Wow. The Rambam, right? You open up the Rambam first. Then after the Rambam, you open up the Torah, and then you realize, wow, these are smart people. Right? Then you read those two sentences from the Rambam, and now you know a little bit of what the Rambam knew until he wrote the Rambam. Because every bacha now walks and thinks, I could be the Rambam. No, I think I could do that. After you learn from the bottom up, everything, the whole thing, and then when you learn the Rambam, you're blown away. How could a human being have a mind like that to put into one sentence? Everything he put into one sentence. Everything is in one sentence. But if you didn't learn it in that way, that's Yesodi, so then it looks like, okay, you know, the Rambam wrote the halacha like that. And then when you open up the Torah, you look in the Torah, and you see there's a word that's a little bit like this, a word that's a little bit like that, and then you look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef knew. The Beis Yosef. They all knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. From the bottom to the top, Kol HaTorah Kula. You can't write a sentence like the Rambam if you didn't know Kol HaTorah Kula, completely inside out, everything. You can't write a sentence in the Rambam. You can't do that. The Beis Yosef, on the tour of the Beis Yosef, so it's hard to learn the Beis Yosef. It's much more fun to go to the Mishnah Berurah. Forget about the tour. You skip the Shulchan Aruch and go straight to the Mishnah Berurah. Now you can go to Piskei Teshuvos. If that's hard for you, you can get an English book. Again, I'm not talking about Baal Habatim, I'm talking about in yeshiva. Baal Habatim, you should learn halacha, whatever works for you, that's okay. I'm talking about when you're in yeshiva, you're a guy that's like you're 14 years old, 15 years old. And I remember I had a Rebbe of mine, he was a huge Talmud Chacham, he was a big Talmud of a Baruch Ber. So we learned Gemara with him, and then they were supposed to be also, I think it was like maybe 15 minutes or a half hour to learn Mishnah Brura. That we had say to Mishnah Brura with the Rebbe. And every single day that it came time to learn Mishnah Brura, he would complain and say, I don't really want to learn this. They said that we have to learn this. He wanted to just go with the Gemara. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah Brura. And he would call on us to read, to read the Mishnah Brura. And he didn't even say anything. He would just sit there with a cigar and watch us. He wasn't into it. He wasn't into it. He said, they told me that I have to do this. No, read. That's how he did it. That's how he started Mishnah Brura every day. Read. If you said something totally crazy, he would stop you or something. But otherwise, he didn't even stop you. It wasn't part of their world. Now, of course, you're supposed to learn Lasuki Shmaitza Libet Hilchasa. You're supposed to come to the Halacha. But you see that many Chevra are just having a hard time with this system. And that's why every day there's another Halacha Kotel that's opening up in Eretz Yisrael and in America. Because again, there's an extreme the other way. Because you do need to travel through the Gemara to get to the Halacha. But you can't start with the Mishnah Brura. And when you look at the Mishnah Brura, you're absolutely blown away how much the Chafetz Chaim knew. You can't write a Mishnah Brura. How did the Chafetz Chaim write such a thing? Chafetz Chaim knew, Kol HaTorah Kula. To write a Mishnah Brura, to write something like that. But you only appreciate, every one of you has done this. If you learn the Gemara really properly, very, very good, you learn the Gemara with the Rishonim, and you did it the right way, and you went through the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and you know that when you come to the Mishnah Brura after that, here's the Yofi, right? How the Mishnah Brura is shining. Not like when you take out the Mishnah Brura and you say, you're fumbling around, and what you thought, what does it mean? And they say, then Yechavus says, I think we might have to look this up, We have to look this up. Just what are you going to do? You have to look this up. So you start fumbling to pull out a Gemara like this and look at the Gemara, you know what the Gemara means, and you see. But if you learned it properly, then when you open up the Mishnah Brura, how did he know that? How did he know so much, Chofetz Chaim? Also, 3-4 words. How did he know that? And that's how they learned. That's how they became such people. How many of us learn Bechlal Pri Megadim Asa Shekel? Again, in order to learn Pri Megadim Asa Shekel, you have to know this sugya very, very well. You can't learn Pri Megadim if you don't know it well. You can't. It doesn't make any sense. The Pri Megadim assumed that you learned the Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, and Rishonim inside out. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gonim assume that. So that's why Prima Gonim is not a popular cipher nowadays. It's just not popular. It's off the best-selling. It's off the summer reading list. Who learns Prima Gonim? Posts can learn Prima Gonim. But regular people don't hardly learn Prima Gonim. They also don't learn Chazon Ish. He mentions this. They don't learn Chazon Ish much. Ask a guy if you ever learn. They have a Chazon Ish in every base medrash because out of their heritage, it's not nice not to have. To have a Yushalmi also, to have a Chazon Ish, there's certain things it's just not nice not to have. But who learns Chazon Ish in the yeshivas? I never once ever heard any Mar Mokum that my Rebbeim gave me to learn a Chazon Ish. He was the biggest posek of the generation, was the Chazon Ish. How come nobody ever gave us to learn Chazon Ish? I never heard. I don't know, you ever hear in yeshiva somebody give you Chazon Ish? Maybe now. If you have a young rabbi that's more, into halacha, we never had a Chazon Ish. Because try learning the Chazon Ish. Try learning it. The Chazon Ish assumed that you were absolutely, completely, completely in the Inyan, in the Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, with the Rishonim, with the Maharsha, with every Taisus. Otherwise, you open up the Chazon Ish. It's not like one of these swarm that you can open up right away. You say, this is gewaldig. The Chazon Ish is so hard. So hard. Same way, who learns with Moshe Feinstein's, who learns Dabas Moshe on Shas? Also, they buy it and they have it in the Igus Moshe, but he wants because they want to see these interesting Shilas. But Moshe saw that as being something he had to do. That wasn't his, he didn't see that, he didn't believe that was his, what he wanted really was to his Svarm on Shas. But the Kemat, nobody learns. Very few people learn Moshe's Svarm on Shas. Same reason. Because you can't get out of it like a fast high. It's not like, you know, you can't, you have to really, really know the Gemara. And you have to go through all the Rishonim. And the Rav Moshe will have an inyan that he follows through 25, 30 pages. It's not, you just want, you know, you just want to get the same way, you know, you want to daven someplace in 25 minutes. You want, you know, it's like you get a hamburger by the time you come. Nowadays it's curbside. You don't have to, you know, you can get, you don't have to even go to the store. It's too hard. It's too hard. So you want, but to learn Rav Moshe Sefer and Shas? Who, where? In yeshivas? Somebody, I don't remember one time anybody ever said to learn something from Rav Moshe on the Gemara. Because to learn Rav Moshe on the Gemara, you can't. You don't get anything out of it in a half hour, 40 minutes. You got days and days over one of Rav Moshe's chidushim and Shas. And even at the end, it's not like you could say it at Shevar Brachas, you know what I mean? You can't say it at Shevar Brachas. Unless you have 2 weeks and you can't say it. Well, everybody wants something you could say, you know, to say over. It plays into all of the worst meetings that we have, all of these things. But it's not Yisodi. That's when it comes to learning Torah. It affects everything and how you learn. And there were always these guys in yeshiva, and we thought they were like funny guys. The ones that, like, well, everybody's like going ahead with all the fancy stuff, they're like memorizing Mishnayos. You know what I mean? In every yeshiva, there was like a guy that had his Mishnayos all marked up, and he's got a lot of little stickies and all kinds of things. We didn't have stickies then, but, you know, all the little papers, and he's going through Mishnayos, and you see him at lunch, like, with the Mishnayos, and like, the Lamdim were making fun of him. You know, because, you know, you're a Lamdim, and this guy's walking around with Kahati all day, right? I bought my kahati by kahati in Yerushalayim. I went to the apartment, and I knocked on the door, and his wife answered the door, she said, "Cain," and I said, "And he said, look not kahati." So she said, "Eif shalot not kahati." She said, "Yingle atarosa mishnayot mevuarot." I said, "Cain, oh, Cain." Her husband's name, her family name is Kahati. We used to call her Kahati, right? She said, "Eif shalik not Kahati." She must have had that every day. like right away she gave me. She says, "Ken mishnayot mevuarot." Ken. And the guys that learned the Kahati inside out, those are the guys. You got to watch out for those guys. Those were the guys. The ones that didn't right away say some fancy thing and to argue and to try to slug up the Rebbe. The guys with the kahatis that were like pages were worn out in the kahati. And the lamdim were making like, those were the guys. In every yeshiva we had this. And those people that they have this midah down, this midah of yesod, then everything in their marriage, everything when it comes to inyan of kedusha, it's a different parasha. It's a different world. All right, it's late. We'll continue Bezer Hashem. We'll continue after Yom Tov. Next week is Erev Yom Tov. We'll continue after Yom Tov, Bezer Hashem.